has owned this house near Cleveland, Ohio for 35 years. Tomorrow, the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Office plans to serve her with foreclosure papers and force her to move.
We had to refinance because of my husband's company losing, being purchased by another company, so we refinanced, and then he did lose his job from that company.
Like almost 70,000 other families in the Cleveland area over the last 5 years, Lucas and her husband were not able to keep up with the ballooning payments of their subprime mortgage.
And this is the kitchen that we were going to renovate.
Lucas has been fighting a 4-year legal battle to keep her house. She has filed a final appeal with the court in an effort to hold off foreclosure for another 30 days. With hours to go, there is no word from the court.
I've done my crying. I've made my peace, and I've put it in God's hands.
Cleveland, Ohio was one of America's great industrial cities of the 20th century, a heavy manufacturing town nestled along the banks of Lake Erie. Ohio has lost more than 200,000 manufacturing jobs in the last 10 years, and the median income in the state has declined by 10%.
It actually sold it somewhere close to $70,000.
In the late 90s, subprime mortgage lenders set up shop in the Cleveland area. Many people refinanced their mortgages to take advantage of historically low interest rates, and their problems began. Community activist Barbara Anderson.
Sometimes the house would be flipped to another company, and we wouldn't even know. We'd still be sending it to the old company. And then we'd get a call that would say, hey, wait a minute, you didn't pay us. And we say, who are you? He said, well, we're your new servicers.
Subprime loans are higher interest rate loans that lenders offer to buyers who do not qualify for lower prime rate loans. The loans are often sold multiple times among banks, making it difficult for borrowers to keep track of who owns their loan. Anderson's loan agreement contained clauses that allowed her loan servicer to add on additional fees.
Future late fees. I don't know what that is, but that was tacked on there. And then other fees. Those were never outlined. That was tacked on there.
Her initial 7% loan was now close to 20%. With the help of a community organization that works to get people out of bad loans, the Andersons refinanced their loan at a fixed rate of 5.75% with a bank that does not sell its loans. Barbara Anderson is one of the lucky ones. Cuyahoga County expects more than 20,000 foreclosures in the next year.
What?
On the day the sheriff is scheduled to serve foreclosure papers, Karen Lucas has no word from the court about her appeal. As she sits down to talk with us, there is a knock at the door.
Foreclosures, and they went after the people that got the loans, not the lenders.
How you doing, Miss Lewis?
No.
Lucas. Are you aware of what's going on?
The officer asks us to move back as he serves Lucas with the foreclosure papers. She must vacate the premises immediately. She goes inside to work out the details of her move. Later, she comes out to talk with us one last time, holding the judge's decision on her failed appeal.
This is not justice. They are protecting their own, and I am tired of it.
It is a scene that will be duplicated thousands of times in cities across the U.S. over the next several years as the effect of the subprime loan crisis ripples across the country. Families uprooted, lives altered, memories left behind. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Cleveland, Ohio.